Previously on the Atypical Sports Show.
Went back in time.
Dun.
Typical Avengers gonna fix the past.
Okay. Go ahead, Typical Avengers.
So, me and Rob are in Puerto Rico.
Oh no.
Is that Yodi? Look at little Yodi.
Hey man, how are you doing?
Hey, little Yodi.
Trouble.
Who's that skinny kid over there?
Oh, ¿cómo estás? ¿Cómo te llamas?
My name's A-Rod.
Oh, you know, hablas español?
No, I don't speak that language, man.
Wow, we gotta go, man.
Okay,
time
bye,
travel.
Bye, A-Rod.
Bye.
Woo! Later, dude.
A typical Avengers.
Okay,
like time traveling, bro.
Not as good as I
thought I would.
You're listening to the Atypical Sports Show.
Sports radio show.
Atypical.
It's the Atypical Sports Show. This beautiful, beautiful, beautiful Wednesday, May 6th.
So beautiful.
The day I end. Okay, so the day after Cinco de Mayo with your host Robin Key.
Seis de Mayo.
Cinco de Mayo.
It's a good day, man. It's like, you know, it's starting to heat up now. I've been checking out the migration patterns, you know. There's some species flying north, flying south. They're going back and forth, you know.
Right.
I've been out there peeping my game out, man.
Yo, man, you know what? What's your game? Tell me a little about your game.
Hey, you know, you know my game. Don't act like you know.
So one of the things I was really... Okay, so...
Because, you know, I told you a long time ago when we went out to Usery Park.
Right.
And I got hipped up on some game, and I've been watching them birds, man.
I'm
a bird watcher, dude. I'm a bird avid. I'm a fan. It's a sport.
Man,
bird watching is a sport.
I've never heard of bird watching being a sport, but I was so... Would the word be taken aback by when my friend Kimani tells me that he went bird watching? Not only did I laugh at him going, I'm like, so you went bird watching? And then he got a little aggressive and said, you don't even understand, bird watching is a sport. Like, it's a sport,
yeah,
that he's watching bird, like it's bird watching.
Yeah,
he can name only one bird.
Hummingbird.
Like, no, the San Diego chicken. That's the only bird that I've ever seen you name, like, chicken, where you really know.
And KFC chicken.
And that chicken, too.
Yeah.
How ironic. But so the fact that you were bird watching, I was like, this brother is really bird watching. So I kind of forgot, honestly, because I forgot that you told me that.
Mm-hmm.
And I kind of just let it slip. And then I come over, and this dude has an article in ArizonaCentral.com.
I forwarded it to you.
Let me tell you something. This is what this... Knowing Key, what the genre that you would not think that he would be involved in, because the only way to read this article would be like this. This is how this article starts out. Attract birds to your backyard with water, citrus.
Have you seen my backyard lately?
This.
Have you noticed it?
It is, man. It's like you transformed into Birdman Jr. you get that, boy. So listen. So the first article, you know, when you read those magazines where they talk about home and gardens.
Were you like, why did I forward that to you when you first got it? Because I didn't say anything about just forward the link.
And I was just looking at it. So I was like, it must be important. And I just read it. And when I was really confused because the first line says.
Yeah, because I'm not one of those emailers that just email like a thousand things.
Article, read this.
Yeah, no, I email like one thing of 5 months.
And it's a trade of some sort. You know what I'm saying? So
yeah.
I thought it was important. It was AZ Central. I thought maybe U of A or something. But the first line of this is, Sandy Hornbacher got interested in bird watching from her grandmother. She was just not what we would call today an avid bird watcher, Hornbacher said. She was a front porch backyard bird watcher, but she loved to watch the birds. So I'm like, okay, this brother's sending me some stuff about some birds.
I love watching birds.
I go on to read the birds, and all of a sudden, it says, Kimani Holmes and Kasha Bryant of Phoenix attended Hornbacher's program because they often wondered about the birds they spotted when hiking. They were inspired by her presentation. I think we might... I think we might set up some feeders in our yard, quote, Holmes said.
This is the Arizona Central, and mind you, this is our newspaper. This is like the Phoenix Arizona Republic is the number one newspaper in the valley. And the valley is the Valley of the Sun. It's the metropolitan area of Phoenix for all of our listeners everywhere.
Did you really say, I think we might? I mean, because sometimes they misquote somebody. Did you say, man, I'm thinking about doing some stinking feeders?
No, it's just the way it's within the way he sets it up, like the way it is in that part of the article, it made it sound like that. But I did.
Question.
He said, is there anything that you brought out of this seminar? I said, you know what? Looking at it, it's interesting. And I don't know, one day we might put up some hummingbird feeders or something like that.
No.
I mean, that's how I said it. Yeah, you know me. That's how I said it.
I think we might set up some feeders in our yard, close quote, Holmes said. So the funny thing about it is, whenever I read that, I just picture you with a bow tie on and some tight slacks.
Yeah, how old did you think I was?
And I don't know. I mean,
this is because my name sounds.
Because Kimani Holmes and Kasha Bryant sound like they went to high school together. Yeah. They're their junior year in high school, and this is their first time going out bird watching and just hanging out together. I think we might set up some feeders in our yard, Holmes said. And this is funny. This is a classic line right here. Quote, we'll definitely look more closely at birds now. Close quote, Bryant said.
My wife.
So, like, it was a fact that Holmes and Bryant Law Birdwatching LLC actually really, they really brought home the, I just want to know, honestly, dude, I can't imagine there being many people under 60 there.
There wasn't. That's why they interviewed us, because it was just unique.
When they staring at you, first of all, you're black. You're bird watching.
Uh-huh.
And you're gonna, and according to them and you, you're gonna set up some feeders in your backyard.
But don't get it twisted. When they walked up to me, they wasn't looking at me because I was black. They was checking my gear out. First of all, my binoculars was whack. I didn't have the right lights. I mean, I didn't have the right visors on. I didn't have the right t-shirt where it'd be like, oh, you went to Wyoming. Like, they can read a t-shirt and be like, right. Oh, you went to that festival. I just look very garbage, whack, amateur. Like, dude, you don't know what you're talking about. So they just looked at me like that, like it was a prestige. And it's like they looked at my let me see your binoculars. Looked at me and said, oh
really? So like, because you can only see across the street.
Yeah
they can see like miles away.
Exactly.
Well, it wasn't about the miles.
It's just anyway. the crispness. She was talking about I know there's people out there that have $1,000 binoculars, but you can get a very good, inexpensive pair for about $250.
How much is your binocular that you have?
I don't know. I think I got
it
for like,
get that at the Suns game or something like that.
Yeah, exactly. They looked at it and just laughed at me. And I don't need those kind of binoculars to watch the birds I've been watching lately, though.
Well, of course not, because the birds that you've been watching, if you watch...
Chris Anderson is my dude.
Oh, I'm about to say...
I'm talking about the bird.
Oh, the
bird man.
The bird man.
That's the bird I've been watching lately.
What happened to that boy?
Balling. What happened to... What happened to
that
like,
boy?
You know what he is? He's like the new Kurt Rambis.
Without the drugs?
Who was it on drugs? They both on drugs.
Kurt Rambis was on drugs?
I don't know who you're talking about was on drugs.
Chris Anderson
ain't on the kind of drugs Kurt Rambis was on.
What was Kurt Rambis on?
Kurt Rambis went on kind of drugs Chris Anderson was on.
Huh?
That's all I'm saying, brother.
I love that.
Read between the lines. You know how the quotes are.
Chris Anderson got him in trouble.
Huh.
talk to me more about your Birdman, dude, because I actually...
Did you watch the game?
Man, I did. I watched the game on Sunday.
He has so much energy, the game, Sunday, the game, Tuesday. The block shots, the way he just... goes coast to coast, gets a layup, turns it into a dunk, guards people out, gets that crowd motivated. They got the Bird Nation. They got dudes in there with the jersey, rocking the fake tattoos, little kids. I mean, Chris Anderson, I think Chauncey Billups obviously is the most important factor of the Nuggets, but I think he's definitely top three. Chris Anderson's top three is the reason why their success is right now.
Better than Josh Smith.
No, not you crazy about that, though.
Maybe not. But, no, he is top three. I mean, dude, when you bring that crowd to the game, they get hyped. Dude, that hypes them.
He's like Kurt Rambis in that way. That's what I meant about him being like Kurt Rambis.
Okay.
L.A., they love Kurt Rambis because he was different than everyone else on the team.
Right.
But he was just as energetic.
Right.
He came through and brought that energy, coming off the bench, looking kind of different.
Right. Yeah, Birdman, man. Boy, he hyped that crowd up, though. I tell you one thing, man. When you got a guy like that who just flies around and makes your job easier, you know he takes care of that. Mm-hmm. Like your Dennis Rodman kind of type, you know what I'm saying? Not that good Dennis Rodman. Not as good as Dennis Rodman, obviously.
Oh, yeah,
but,
yeah.
But that bring you that type of energy, man. Dennis Rodman changed the game. And hyped the crowd up.
That made me think, man, because I was watching the Denver Nuggets game, and I kept looking at everybody wearing all these Birdman jerseys. And remember I brought that question to you Saturday night? I said, you know what? If the NBA.com said, hey, you've won two jerseys and you can pick any two jerseys out of the eight remaining teams in the playoffs, Who would you pick?
I would pick LeBron James.
Okay, me too. Me and you. Okay, this question. That's an easy question. But what LeBron James one would you wear?
What do you mean? Which
jersey? The home away? What color?
I would wear that or that yellow.
The yellow one.
The yellow one.
I want to get one. Can they make like the Cavs one with the hands coming out with the ball?
Have the
they?
Blue?
Yeah, the blue? Throwback one.
Yeah,
but it's not.
They could make that.
I want that one, the James 23 with the Cavs, the Mark Price one.
Oh, okay. I like that.
So that's my one.
Okay.
And I was thinking, man,
Kobe?
I do not like Kobe enough to wear his jersey. I might buy it to burn it.
Do you know what happened to David Aldridge? Why? He looks like he got that Luther Vandross.
Nah, he's just getting older, dog. You getting older.
Lost a lot of weight, man.
He getting older, man. Just like Keenan Ivory Wayans. Have you seen that dude lately?
Oh, is he skinny?
Man, he looking just, like David Aldridge. Looking like Luther.
Really?
Yeah.
I got real skinny?
Yeah.
Oh, man, I don't like that.
You know, you can't do nothing right, huh? Either he blowing up, he fat. Oh, he getting skinny.
Oh, he getting skinny. He must be smoking.
Yeah. Your brothers can't do nothing right.
That's wrong, man. My fault. That is true, man. I hope he all right, though.
Yeah, he
anyway, right. So, but what's your second?
I was thinking about, like, maybe Artest.
What's your second? Oh, Artest?
Yeah.
What number is he?
91?
That's crazy.
Is it 91?
No.
No, it's something crazy.
It's 90. It might be 93.
Yeah. Yeah. I don't care. Just say Artest Queensbridge. That's what it'll say on it.
You know what? I might get a...
Can I guess yours?
No, hold on. I got to think of it first. My second jersey, somebody in the playoffs right now. You know what? I know what it is. Ray.
Ray Allen?
Yeah.
You know who my third one might have been?
Who?
Alexander Ovechkin. That might have been my third one from the NHL Capitals.
Dude.
Eight? Is it eight? I think it's eight. Rock that eight.
Dude, that eight is tight.
And you know what? He you don't know what he represents close to my heart.
What?
Year of the Ox.
Oh, no.
Alexander Ovechkin is year the Ox.
Is Sidney?
No, he's not. He's man, do you know how old Sidney Crosby is? Dude, when I looked up to see how old he is. Dude was born in 1987.
22?
21, because his birthday is later in the year.
How old is Ovechkin?
He was born in 85.
Oh, 23.
But yeah, I think he's 24 though now, because he was earlier.
Wow.
No, his birthday's in October, so no. He's 23.
Okay,
yeah, so they're 23 and 21 years old.
So Saturday was the first time that I sat down, I can't think whenever, and watched a hockey game.
Did you watch the game Monday?
Yes.
Hat trick, yeah. Hat trick.
That's crazy. That's never happened before in history.
Don't test me on NHL, but they bringing me back. All I know is these cats right here, 23, 21 years old, same conference, battling. That's all I need to know. Next year might be the first year I might actually like look up when the Capitals playing the Coyotes. For real.
I mean, so it goes to prove to you that even no matter what the sport. If you have superstars, people are attracted to
with
superstars.
With that swag, though.
Dude, he has the swag. And they're young. And, dude, did you see that E60? When he walked by LeBron. He's like, LeBron was like, this is the man right here.
Yeah.
And LeBron looked like he was 7'6", 370. But Ovechkin's a real deal, man. And so is it. Two hat tricks against each other. I mean... And they even got a little beef between each other too. You know what I'm saying?
They
early
do.
This year,
because they both came in as rookies together,
right?
But Ovechkin signed a contract in January of 2008, and this is the highest contract in NHL history. I believe it was 10 years, $120 million,
right?
But that's kind of crazy. Like, that's the highest in NHL history. Like, an average of $12 million a year. That makes baseball just seem disgusting.
Baseball, man, you're paying 162 games.
Yeah, I hear you.
They got the longest season out of everybody.
Yeah.
I ain't mad at them.
I think bird season is actually longer. Bird watching season actually lasts, because I think right now, that's why I was kind of sad. You said it was May 6th.
Right.
We're going to go on a break until after Memorial Day,
okay.
And then we pick it back up, but then we got to go to the Southern Hemisphere. So we kicking it back up, man. I got my $1,000 binoculars.
You going to the Southern Hemisphere?
Yeah, because you know they doing their little migration.
Also,
they go north, huh? But I go to the tip of the Southern, like I go to Antarctica.
When are you going to Antarctica?
I don't know. You want to go with me, dog? We can bird watch. together.
No, dude, I don't ever want to be courted like that. But hey, but listen to this. How do you do bird watching in the summer anyway?
How do you do bird watching? Just a knock knock joke?
No.
Are you asking
me? Talking about
where you? This is my first summer. It's my rookie year.
So you gonna go bird watching this summer?
This is my rookie year, man. We can both join the tour, me and you together. No, we can be like Crosby and Ovechkin.
Here's what happens.
And we can be rivals.
So here's what the deal. You go bird watching. You go.
We can be rivals, dog.
You go in the heat and bird watching, and then all of a sudden you're watching like.
Dude, we gotta go.
Vultures swing
actually, man,
here.
We go to Canada and Alaska and stuff like
That's
that.
Nice.
That's how we gonna do it.
That's nice.
I think, man. I don't know. I gotta get my pamphlets. I ain't got my pamphlets in the mail yet. Get my season ready. Get my card. You know what I'm saying, dude? I'm watch? Documented in the newspaper. Y'all check it out. Like I said, if y'all haven't understood my seriousness about this bird watching game, go to the website and click on the hyperlink on the AZ Central and see how Kimani Holmes, the rookie bird watcher. I'm gonna accumulate my stats. My rookie card is coming out. I'm recruiting Rob. I want him to be my rival. Oh! I seen a double goose moose rat out there in Canada and Vancouver. You ain't seen that, fool. That's how you do it, man. You need somebody talking trash, cause these people are so timid. They need a loud mouth. You know what I'm saying?
So you just gonna be the Dennis Rodman of?
Hey, I'm gonna be Artest. I'm gonna be like this. I'm gonna be like Artest. I'm gonna be like this, man. You ain't the best bird watcher. The best bird watcher I know was my boy Eric from the fifth grade in Tempe, Arizona.
He's gonna be walking around just snatching out binoculars out of old people.
You ain't seen it.
You ain't seen it. Let me see this.
Oh, I'll run up. They getting it. Shh. It'd be like the gecko commercial. There's a little gecko. And I run around and I scare the bird away so they can't document it.
Oh, you didn't even see that. How I know you didn't see that?
Yeah, you didn't how you see it? How I know I didn't see it? Okay.
You were caught bumping okay. chest.
Yeah, we out there. We out there. Maybe you can't join the tour, but maybe I need like my own commentator. That typical sports show out there in
your
the bird
your hype man?
No. I just need like a documentary person. Like you out there documenting me. Or you can be like the announcer.
Now, Key and Kasha slowly approaching the rubberneck. Yeah, the rubberneck bird twat.
Look at the technique. Look at that squat. He's been in this position for 35 minutes. I think he saw it. No one has ever done that before in his rookie season. Dun, 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 dun.
Key, could you tell me how you, what made the difference in you looking at this bird? What actually made the difference here?
Well, when I think of birds, I think in man, I should have put my money on that number 8, mind that bird.
Mind that bird.
50-1.
I don't understand why, if you do horse racing, that if you're going to do a big race like that, why not just put $2 on the lowest favorites?
He was 1 out of 4 50-1s. And honestly, not saying I'm a horse expert, but I can at least read some things where I'm like, oh, okay, that horse ran here. There was nothing attractive about this horse. Nothing. Only thing I'm attracted about him was his jockey. You should know all about these jockeys.
There's so many meetings going on here.
The only thing attractive about him was his jockey rode, I think, Smarty Jones.
Hey. Hi, Smarty.
Hey, remember you wanted to have the League of Jockeys in that one show? Like,
yeah, I wanted to meet them. Like hang out with them and stuff, but hang out with them, see where they hang out.
Really?
Because that jockey who won on Mind That Bird, he looked like he liked life.
He was so motivated. You know what he looked like? He was so motivated. Like someone said, if you do not place, if you don't win, place, or show, your career's over.
No, I think it's more like you're gonna die.
He was so motivated.
Dude, he was motivated in a I didn't know how to take him.
A weird way.
I say, okay, either this guy is really happy.
He's like a rehab motivated.
Like, I think he missed the shot on the horse and shot himself.
You know who he got the motivation of? He got the motivation of Chris Anderson. Their eyeballs, their happiness. Whenever they do something good.
He was real motivated, Key.
Yeah, I bet you. Crazy. Okay.
Like, for
okay,
real?
I'll put you like this. Real? If Chris Anderson and them win the Western Conference, that he going to have the same kind of reaction that your boy had.
Probably with the same amount of stuff in the system. but, I mean, that's the deal, man. I tell you one thing, man. That dude, he was real excited. It's like you can excuse. It's amazing when you win. Like, people excuse that. Like, Howard Dean, he act crazy that one speech. And they never. But he didn't win. You know, if you win, they'll be like, oh, I guess we'll just say he's weird, but you know, he's an eccentric.
I knew I should have picked that 8 horse though, man. Because Ovechkin is 8.
$2.
Dude, I put $2 on another 50-1. Okay, so I did do that.
Okay.
I just picked the wrong one.
So next year, would you do it?
Yes, but
are you going to put 50 to ones? Like, if there's four of them, would you put $2?
Actually, what I'll do is I'll probably go across the board with them, which means two across the board means you have $2 on them to win, $2 on them to place, and $2 for them to show. So let's say you, if you would have did across the board with this guy, the win, place, and show, yeah, you add all that together, I think it would have came up to about $100.
Nice.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, but hey, well, all I know is when I was at the off-track betting place, there wasn't one person that said, yeah!
I know, you don't. You might want to talk about that, but we will talk about a little bit more.
Let's just get to the nitty-gritty, man. We're going to hear walking and dancing around all these topics. What's up with your Seattle Mariners?
No, actually, we're going to talk about it. Let's do that. Come back, Atypical Sports Show. We popping champagne like we won a championship
game. Look like I got on a championship. Robin Kim will be right back with more of the Atypical Sports Show.
What if you could get the benefits of a vitamin without the pills and feel the difference? Vima is that vitamin. Vima is a liquid multivitamin that creates abundant energy, shortens recovery time from workouts, and boosts your immune system. To order Vima or for more information, log on to www.vimaathletes.com. That's www.vimaathletes.com. Welcome back to the Atypical Sports Show with your host, Robin Key. Speaking and talking, we're talking a little about birds, seem to be the theme of our sports talk. We still continue with the bird because one of the biggest surprises of baseball season right now is a bird, the Toronto Blue Jays.
We all know Boston and New York are going to be in it.
Well, I sure wish.
But we're over here talking about it.
But the fact of the matter is that you came out and said that Seattle is like the worst team in baseball.
Yeah, yeah.
I love it because, you know, what's crazy.
I said the worst team in the division.
Okay, but I think.
Because I don't think I would have definitely said Washington. Come on, man. Yeah. I don't misquote me, first of all.
Okay, I know. It was a little bitterness on my part. But you know what? Our manager, it was so ironic in life. Our manager is, let me pronounce it for you, Don Wakamatsu. And Don Wakamatsu, do you realize that he went and played for the Arizona State University Sun Devils?
Your point, please.
I have no point. But
did you want me to just hate right there? Like, I don't understand why you brought this up.
I wanted you to immediately hate. I don't know. I wanted to bring some hate and venom out of you. But the whole thing that my theory about the reason why the Mariners are where they're at and the Cubs are where they're at.
Oh, where are the Cubs at? The same record? What are you talking about?
No, I'm talking about the Cubs where they're at.
Yeah,
they
okay.
They don't have the same record.
Oh, you guys have one more game winning us.
Oh, my gosh. Well, they don't have the same record.
Dude, come on, man.
The Cubs are supposed to be in first place right now, Key. We're not supposed to be. I don't care. Look at your stats. Look at the papers. Look at them, Key. They're not in first place. My team is in first place. The team you said would not be in first place. We're playing small ball. We're playing baseball the right way.
Answer my question.
We are winning.
Answer my question.
What?
Where will you be at in September? That was the only thing I asked you.
We will be in a pennant race. The same way you guys will be in a pennant race with St. Louis. You guys will be in a pennant race.
And who are you in a pennant race with?
Well, it doesn't matter.
How does it not matter? You just said we're going to be in there with St. Louis, but now it doesn't matter when you're in the pennant race?
It could be Angels. It could be Texas. I don't know. But I know you'll be in one with St. Louis. I know that. And so you got more to worry about than I do. You guys need to get it on track. Let me tell you something. Let me tell you something. I was watching the Cubs this weekend, too. What I see the problem with the Cubs, which is opposite of Seattle, is that they get contributions from everybody. Ryan Theriault, you're not going to be able to win the World Series with a shortstop named, what is the dude's name? Who is your shortstop?
What is my point?
I'm telling you that the team that the Chicago Cubs are right now.
You just
is
said
not
Ryan Theriault. What are you?
Who's their shortstop?
Fontenot Theriault.
Okay, yeah, the two French infielders. You're never going to win with two French infielders. I'm telling you that right now. There's no way in the world you can win with two French infielders.
And who's your infielders?
Man, don't worry about it, dude.
I'm just trying to see who is going to win with what.
Well, I'm not saying we're going to win. But you guys are picked to win.
So the reason why we're not going to win is the race of our infielders.
Because
that's what he's telling me.
I mean, I can't.
Because
I can't.
The ethnicity of our infielders is why we won't win.
I just don't remember two French guys winning anything. I can't think of the last time two French guys won anything.
Wow.
Revolutionary War. Okay, that was a good one, Mike. Appreciate it. But we helped you. Hey, so the whole thing, I'm looking at it like, I just look at the Cubs as they got guys, big money guys.
Who?
Derek Lee Zambrano, Your boy
Rich. I mean, but I'm saying, like, big money guys that what? Who? That don't do what? I mean,
that just don't, in clutch time, that fall off and don't produce. And that's your boy Zambrano. And that's the dude you guys count on. And it sucks to have that guy is the number one dude you count on, and he's wishy-washy. And if you'd have to say it yourself, you don't feel comfortable with him going out there number one starter. You don't. Because, you know, mentally, he's off. Mentally, he's... And there's a couple guys, and you can see those guys from a while. Now the more you learn about them, as the years go on, you learn how off they are. And that's the same thing we found out with A-Rod. The more you learn, you see where the foundation that this dude's been off for a while. And so you can't win. That dude's going to go back to the Yankees and be the focal point. He is going to be the one. Everybody's okay. Going to be the one. Everybody looks at is like he's the team leader, but he's messed up. Zambrano's the one you got to have your number one starter the first playoff game. He's mentally messed up. So how could you win with that? And so that's the same
I
thing.
I don't know. We'll watch, man. I like my team. I like my squad. Your team, you like your team, you like your squad. But I guarantee you this.
You'd rather have my number one than your number one. I guarantee that.
National League.
Why?
Because my boy's a DH. I almost think like we almost should play Zambrano at third base sometimes.
Okay, so the Ramos Ramirez down.
Yeah, no, I mean, dude, that's what I'm saying, man. Ramirez, Fukudome, I don't even want to talk about you. I don't want to jinx you right now.
He's on fire.
I don't want to jinx you right now, but wow.
Yeah.
What did you do this spring?
Yeah. Now, WBC, dog.
Man.
WBC helped your boy out, man. That's the deal.
That's what's going on, man. You know, but I don't know, man. I like this summer, dude, realistically, I'm not even worried about baseball that much, man. I got the trip to Florida. We're going to do our little swamp bird watching thing. I'm going up to British Columbia. We got Tripoli tournament up there. We got tournaments, dog. It's like a bracket.
Dude, are you serious?
Yeah, on the bird watching.
You really going to up north to do bird
watching? Yeah, I'm telling you, man.
Dude, I'm really concerned.
Dude, if you had your name in the paper, documented, and if you didn't follow up on it, you would be a failure. You would be a quitter.
So you trying to really capitalize this. How are you going to turn this into atypical? Yeah, it is atypical.
How can I turn it into typical?
No. How are you going to turn it into atypical?
That's my job. My job is I'm trying to turn bird watching into a typical sport. It's automatically atypical.
No, it's atypical that you're watching birds.
Yeah.
So you're trying to turn it into a typical sport.
That's what I told you.
That's incredible. That's not gonna. I tell you that whole process is not gonna be mellifluous at all.
Mellifluous.
It's not gonna be mellifluous.
It doesn't matter if it's mellifluous, man. You could be aggressive. You could be rough. I can hit you with a left jaw. You can fall out. You can pass out. I can hit you with a left hook to your jaw. That's a left jaw. I took the hook out. Boom, and you be on the canvas like Ricky Haddon shaking. Did you see that fight? Oh no, you didn't see the fight. You came to the little celebration, the typical sports show, a little bit late, but you did show up. We're glad to see you.
Thank you.
We're glad to see you.
I appreciate that.
You came in a little bit too late. But, you know.
Man, it's not my fault. I didn't know it would end in 6 minutes. Lick Rick, your own. Rick, gone. Rick, gone. Ricky, Rick, Ricky, Rick, Ricky, 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 gone.
Ricky, 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 dude, can't you see? Dude. Somehow the left hooks hypnotize me, and I don't like your Pacquiao style.
Dude,
man.
Rick, dude, when's the last time you saw one punch knock somebody out in a fight? When's the last fight?
Oh, it wasn't one punch, though. He was getting jacked up.
No, it was one punch that dropped him.
Dude, he got knocked down 2 times in the first round.
I understand, but his knockout.
He was already loopy, dog.
Oh, my gosh.
I can't. Oh, my gosh, Rob. Okay, here we go again.
You're arguing
with the man who watched the fight.
Dude, you're arguing with the man who saw a highlight where one punch and a man fell down. All you people out there in atypical world, just understand that this is what I have to deal with, that he's going to argue a sensible point like this. Go ahead, Key.
I'm not arguing it. It's not like there was one punch. It's not like it was a first punch.
I say first punch?
So yeah. In the first round,
okay.
Pacquiao came out
and
demolished him.
Right.
Then they came back, left hook. Actually, what was so spectacular about that knockout, it was kind of a counter.
Okay.
Because Haddon hit him with the left. Pacquiao brushed it off and blow. Basically, it was a good hit, but he wouldn't have got knocked out if he wasn't throwing a punch too, because it was a counter. So it was one of those punches where it wasn't watching cold clock, hadn't got hit for surprise, because there was no way he thought that Pacquiao's chin was going to go right through. Hatton swore he knocked him solid. Pacquiao didn't care and still landed that left.
So if Hatton was a stronger fighter, then it would
have. Dude, that's the fight. I'm telling you, you're trying to be smart about it. That was, I'm giving you an analysis. There's actually, next time you don't watch a fight, graciously ask me what happened.
Let me tell you something.
Graciously ask me what happened.
Okay, so I appreciate the commentary on the fight. I understand what you were trying to express in the fight. I did come over to your house and I actually saw like the whole round of the second round that he got knocked out. So I saw the fight too, the second round. I appreciate you, but it was like.
But you didn't see the first round though.
No, I didn't. But
okay,
I saw
you didn't see him get knocked down twice.
But I saw that one punch knocked him out. And so that's why I was making that comment. That one punch knocked him out. Like, I know he got beat up in the first round.
I know, but you asked me the last time someone got knocked down by one punch.
Right.
And I don't think that's what happened.
So, but you don't think that he got knocked out by one punch?
No, he got knocked down three times by three different punches. Right. And the last one was the one that hurt the most. That's what I thought it happened.
Wow. Okay. All right. So, does anybody ever get knocked out with one punch? Does that ever happen in
history? Yeah, probably when Mike Tyson knocked down Michael Spinks in 91 seconds. That was the first round. That was the first time he got knocked down. So, that's truly one punch.
So,
that's a one punch knockout.
Wow.
You're like a one hitter. Plow quitter is when you're one punch this man endured and that knocked you out.
That I'd actually have to disagree with you, Kibani. Michael Spinks was not knocked out in one punch. There were several punches. There was a punch that hit him in the chest and knocked him out, but he didn't walk up to him and just stand up and look at him and hit him with one punch.
Okay, then
turn around.
You know what then? You're right. I don't remember one punch ever knocked someone down.
So it's never happened.
I don't remember it, but you just said it happened Saturday on a fight you didn't even watch.
But I did see the one punch, though. I watched the highlight. Okay, hold on.
What are you saying, though? I don't understand what you're trying to say.
I was saying that there was a guy got knocked out in one punch.
But did Mike Tyson then knock out Michael Spinks in one punch? How can you say both comments with a straight face?
He did knock him out with one punch. I'm agreeing. He did knock out Spinks with one punch.
Oh, so you were setting it up. You were being sarcastic and setting it up, saying, oh, he didn't get knocked out with one punch. He hit him in the gut and all that.
Right. It was a sarcasm, but you were adamant in hearing the other side. So
no, actually, I don't remember that fight. I really don't remember someone getting knocked down with one punch.
Dude, that's what I'm saying. That's what was sick to me. I saw the highlight. That was what's sick about me. Dude, that's what Jim Lampley even said. Crushing. I can't think the last time somebody just knocked somebody out with one blow. It don't matter if he got beat up, dude. Yeah. It was one catch, left hook.
And I mean, we both get each other's points, dog. Basically, my point was the fight was deeper than that one punch. And basically, for people that saw the highlights, you saw the one punch. And it was spectacular. It was a second round. Maybe I'm bitter because I had to pay for that one punch.
I guess so, man. I felt like you the one who got hit with it.
No, I'm not trying. I really don't care. Oh, did I sound like Rob? I don't care. You ain't said I didn't care all segment. Maybe that's
what? Well, I don't understand.
I don't care. I love what Rob just always say like this. Hey, Rob, man, I got something interesting. I don't care.
Sometimes I don't care.
I know this not sometimes. It's twice a show. I don't care.
I think we should have an I don't care versus Keyometer. Which one happens more?
I don't care.
No.
I guarantee. No. Dude, if we go back to the shows and we put in all the I don't cares, I'm listening to
that. He got aggressive. I would say that would be twice a show.
No, dude.
Mike, producer Mike. Let me tell you something. Let me tell you, audience. He's Chicago. These fools are both in Chicago. Let me tell you something. I walked in on them sitting next to each other in the studio, texting each other. Just sitting next to each other. I couldn't believe it. They were texting each other Chicago stats. They have a whole different relationship that I don't know nothing about, man. My producer,
but
I feel like I saw you and him.
No, you know
walking
what?
Walking in the rain. So anyway. So
no, punch. Dude. I'm putting you like real. This. How many times you
come
get
on.
Aggressive?
You know what, dude. Though?
It would be
Come
funny.
On,
it would be a funny statement if you never got aggressive. Like if
I'm
it was,
not saying
if
I don't get aggressive.
Exactly,
but you get
it's
aggressive
like the same though. No, it's
oh,
about
dude,
the same.
You get aggressive way more
dude.
Than I do. I don't. You get aggressive. That's just how you be. I don't get aggressive as much as you. You swear I do.
I swear you say I don't care every show.
I do.
Every show.
That's not aggressive.
I didn't say it was aggressive.
I just be like, I don't care.
I know. That's if you take that offense to that, that's you.
I like it though. I forget that I'd be saying it, though. I'd be like, I don't care.
No, that's like, dang. It's like somebody's trying to tell you something, just like right now. Hey, man, you know, Pacquiao actually was another fight. You didn't care. All you cared about what you saw. Everything is about your perspective.
I like it. No, but I'm very open to hear other perspectives.
No, you don't care.
No, but I do care.
No, you don't.
But listen, like, for instance, one thing I didn't care about was your explanation Saturday about why the Bulls lost to the Celtics.
I know you didn't care.
Because, let me tell you something. We're talking about why the Bulls lost to the Celtics, and his brother gonna say, because shots rimmed out.
No, I'm gonna tell you something. If someone who didn't watch the game walks in and say, I'm gonna tell you why the Bulls lost, and they didn't watch the game,
no,
that's crazy to
no,
me.
No, because
just like someone who never watched the fight walk in and tell you what happened.
See, you're cutting off part of what happened. I told you the reason why they lost was not because of Game 7. I didn't need to see that. Game 2 is when they had the opportunity. Because I told you, see, Celtics were gonna win in 7. So I already knew if it went to Game 7, it's a wrap. There's no way Chicago could ever win in Game 7. So the fact that you were sitting over there hoping that the Bulls would win, and it broke your soul down they didn't win, I knew they wasn't going to win. Because Game 2, they had to win it in 6. They can't go back to Celtics and expect to get any calls and win in Game 7. They're not going to hit the shots they hit in Chicago.
But the game was closer. The game was closer.
It could have been. Yes, I agree.
Yeah, I know. But I'm trying to tell you. That's the point I'm trying to make. I was really just trying to tell you how the game went. And you know what you said? I don't care. I already know how it went because I'm telling you how it went. That's the point I'm trying to make. And that's why people get aggressive when, oh, you really want to know how the game went? I saw the game, Rob. I'm going to share this with you. I don't care. I already told you how the game went. Like, oh, okay, whatever.
The series went, man. I didn't need to know specifically about the game to know the series. Man, of course, I didn't think they was going to win. You know what I'm saying? Oh, yeah. And I don't want to hear your, you know, this heartfelt story about this. The Chicago almost made it. You know what I mean? I don't care. I didn't care.
I know. You say that. You say that about 3 times a show.
No, that was 3 times.
No, I'm, dude, I'm seriously, seriously.
See, producer Mike just said 4.
Seriously, if we go back to the show and we say how many times you say
so
I don't
for
care.
Real. So Mike, ding.
But there's no way to document me getting aggressive. There's a document you saying I don't care is
a document to you.
No, aggressive. There really isn't though. There really is just that you really can't judge that. But you definitely can judge how many times you say I don't care. Man, We're not judging.
I can tell the difference when you're talking about bird watching versus getting mad about Chicago, okay? That's aggressive. When you talking about bird watching, you ain't be dog, seriously, I saw Robin, man. Don't be talking to you. You know, I swear I saw a yellow swallow.
Okay, but do you hear what I'm saying, though?
What?
You're right. There are times, but there's going to be times where we're going to be like, I wasn't aggressive there. But when you say I don't care, that's a definite count. That's all I'm saying, Rob.
Okay.
That's all I'm saying.
Okay.
So it's hard. I don't want to play that game with something you can't really count, but we can count you out and say I don't care.
Okay, so is this a game for you?
I don't feel like counting aggressive.
Why? You don't
because you
count
can't.
Him. Producer Michael count him. He's
okay. Okay, okay. Let's say he did count him, and then you're going to come back and say, oh, yeah, that's,
I won't say
that's fair.
That's up to Mike.
Yeah,
that's up
right.
to Mike.
Yeah, right. Okay.
You guys will just have to text more and work stuff
that's
out,
right.
but I
that's
guarantee
right.
you it's up to Mike.
No, go ahead, man. What? What you got? What you got?
So, okay, enough with the I don't care is your aggressiveness. That's how you do it. I don't care. You're aggressive. We can't count it.
Yeah,
we
so you it. Treat me, you over here portray me like I'm Tupac huh? over here. Like I'm just running around just being aggressive.
Man, but you know what, dude? I think you could have played a better Tupac than the dude that was on Notorious. I did watch that movie this week. I've never seen, it's kind of like they have 15 minutes left. Their number one Tupac called in sick. And they just made phone call and called any brother that looks like Tyrese's cousin to play Tupac.
Definitely.
It was
I could have played Pac and you could have played Puffy.
Oh, dude, I could have played and I got the dance move.
You
could have
did the Puffy.
I
could have
done the Puffy easily,
dude,
man.
That's the new commercial.
So anyway, dude, I saw that movie.
I just would have had to turn into Bishop from Juice. That's all I needed to do. Like, whoever did it should have just turned into Bishop.
I don't understand how they couldn't find a better looking Tupac. Dude, I mean,
a better looking? What are we talking about, man?
Hello. Hello.
A better looking Tupac.
I wanted somebody to really look handsome. I wanted really somebody to fit into that do-rag perfectly, and I felt like it didn't fit him right.
Oh,
and plus, did Tupac's teeth all jacked up like that? Why did he have that? And why did Lil' Kim look like she was ready to be a runway model at age 17?
Yeah, she was so un-Lil' Kim.
Dude, she looked fine. And why did Faith Evans look fine? fine.
Did I give you a fair assessment? Yeah,
you know what? And I understand how the story is slanted towards Big. How about like at the very end when he's at that last party, and all of a sudden he's calling Faith and he's trying to make amends. He's, I want to see the kids.
Yeah.
Also, like he is like right before they know he just called me like, you know, I want to see the kids, fly him out next week, and they're like all smile like, oh, he's turning around.
All good.
He just turned around after last week. He beat me up last week and kicked in the door and the 4-4. All I heard was Poppy don't hit me no
more. It's all good. He made that video with Lil' Kim and it had that girl look just like me, and it was all that. Yeah.
Oh, man, I know, I forgive him and everything. So it was kind of crazy how that was slanted. But one question.
It's okay. I just found some of Lil' Kim's undergarments underneath in his bag. It's okay.
Yeah, that's okay. But one thing that woke me up Sunday morning, early in the morning, and I woke up sweating, I was like, how did they let Lil' C's be 12 years old and go on a tour bus? He was, dude, I've never.
Dude, that was the actor, dog. That was another person.
Why did they have him looking so young? Little
yeah, kid. Why did they choose him as an actor?
Seriously, he looked like, he was like 12, and all of a sudden he was on stage with them. I'm like, I was so confused. So
little
when I thought about the
himself.
Cutie Pie video, when I thought about the Cutie Pie video with Lil' Kim, like, I got a crush on you. Crush on you.
Yeah.
Like, Lil' C's did look young right there, man.
Yeah. No, Lil' C's was hecka young, dude. I think he was, like, realistically 16, 17 during the first one.
Right.
During the Junior Mafia stuff.
Right. Yeah. So he was, like, he was the long little hustler, man. Big had him out there, so.
I mean, I was about to state a stupid question, like, I can't believe his parents let him go out there. When his parents, he'd be out in the street.
They'd be like, man, you better go out there and make that money. You better go out there and be Big's hype, man.
He'd be out in the streets till like 5 in the morning every day. Yeah. And I'm questioning, he can't go on trips with B.I.G.
with
making
and
millions.
Security. With Puffy and Security. But that movie was weird because I got caught up I don't know if it was a theme, dog, but every movie that I watched this weekend was like a musical. Dude, Tina Turner's What's Love Got to Do It with It was on.
Oh, Eat the Cake anime.
Man.
No, what'd he say? Oh, no, I like the part when it's...
How do you say I like any part of this?
No, I like the part in that movie...
when he's slapping her.
No, dude, when the son come and say, Ike Jr., say hi to your mama. When he walk in.
Dude.
Man.
Dude, what about the part... Man.
And you know what really trip you out? If you watch that movie and then you watch Boys in the Hood...
I watched that week.
Then you see Lawrence Fishburne playing both of those roles. Right. It'll blow your mind.
It scared me.
Yeah, like, how was he so...
And then all of a sudden he was Morpheus.
Yeah.
He
was Morpheus. He cut off the facial hair, though. Yeah, I didn't like when he cut the facial hair.
Ike Turner, him... Dude, I've never been... Dude, it's Darth Vader and then Ike Turner, the most scariest figures that I've ever seen in movie history. And then Freddy Krueger's third. Ike Turner scared me. Larry Fishburne scares me more than the real Ike Turner. I saw Ike Turner on David Letterman shortly after that, man, talking about, man, they just over-exaggerate.
So it was Ike Turner's Larry Fishburne.
Yeah, Larry Fishburne scared me more than Ike Turner.
Yeah.
He was so real about his, man. Yeah. I really wanted him to get beat up, man. I had hate for him.
Yeah, he was terrible, man.
Man, that's a disrespect. So I saw that movie this weekend, and then I watched Stomp the Yard.
Oh, I bet you did.
I was watching it with Dev, man. He wanted to watch it.
What did I see this weekend, man?
You said you saw like three movies this weekend.
I saw Meet Dave, okay, Eddie Murphy.
Oh, are you serious?
I seriously saw that.
That's
dude.
Black on black crime right there.
Dude, you know what's so weird about that movie? Is in reality, there was a time and place for that movie. One, it shouldn't involve Eddie Murphy. Two, I think maybe if Jim Carrey played it, it might have played off a little better. It was just too weird. I don't like when Eddie Murphy plays that, when he has that regal voice where he's sounding like a white man. I don't like that. Like when he played the captain, he speaks like very proper. Like, that's not funny to me. Like, Cedric the Entertainer does that too. When they play that straight role and it's very just proper and corny. Ah.
I've never seen it. I think the last Eddie Murphy movie I saw was Raw. Seriously, I haven't seen anything of
Dude,
Eddie
you
Murphy.
Seen Norbit.
Yes, I did.
Yeah, see you've seen Norbit. You've seen a lot of
I
Eddie Murphy.
Boomerang.
Actually, you've seen a lot of Eddie Murphy movies. You just don't remember it.
Bowfinger and
Shrek.
I didn't see Shrek. I saw the first Shrek.
How do you just say, man, you sound like Rick James. Man, I don't remember putting my feet on the couch like that. Why would I put my feet on this couch like that? Yeah, I put my feet on this couch. Well, I ain't never seen Shrek before, but I did see Shrek 1.
Shrek 1. I did see Shrek 1. I saw Shrek 1. My bad, dog.
Ed, I bet you there's some Eddie Murphy movies. Eddie Murphy's been in so many movies.
But he hasn't been funny for years.
I know, but have you seen Dreamgirls?
No.
Oh, okay. Oh, no, but I did see Dreamgirls.
No, I didn't.
Have you seen Role Models?
Eddie Murphy was in it?
No, Role Model with that little kid.
Oh, dude. Was that funny?
It's okay.
That little kid's funny,
He's
though.
He's funny, though, dude.
The way he be talking.
It's like, I don't like it. It's like, he didn't need to cuss that much.
Yeah, why do they make kids cuss?
Yeah. He didn't have to cuss that bad in that movie, man. It kind of took away from it. Matter of fact, you know what's so weird about that movie? I don't know if you remember this girl. Nicole Randall Johnson went to U of A with us. She was in Mad TV.
Yeah, I used to date her.
Shut up, fool. Okay, she went to U of A with us. As a matter of fact, she does that skit that Devin loves.
Yeah.
Can I get your number? Right. Can I get your number?
Yeah, right.
She plays the little boy's mama.
Oh, does she?
Yeah.
She get little roles, huh?
Yeah.
And that's
yep.
like 20 years taking to make it there, dog. That's like,
no, I mean, no, but she was in Mad TV, like, I don't know, about 6 years ago. So, I mean, she probably, you know, and she didn't start, you know, she didn't start at 91. She started probably like in 96. Right. So, I mean, she probably was in the game like 10 years.
That's cool. What would you give that movie? Good movie?
It's like a 6. It's all right. I mean, it's kind of, you know what? I take that back. There's some funny characters, like side characters that'll come up and you looking forward to them. The stars kind of disappoint you, but the side characters are funny.
Okay. And that was the only other movie you saw? That was it?
That's Role Models. Yeah, that's all I saw, dog. I was laid up on Sunday, man, after the little fight party, the Pacquiao and the Kentucky Derby and the Bulls game 7. People coming over to mess with me. My team lost. So now I got to do is go out there and buy my LeBron James jersey, go out there and buy my Ron Artest Kobe hate jersey, and just hope for the best, man.
But you said you want the Lakers in the...
I do and I don't. It's like, I want Kobe to face LeBron in the finals, and the only way LeBron will actually get his crown is if they beat the Lakers. That's the only way he will turn into King James for real. If he wins now, everybody will be like, ah.
I can't believe that the Lakers, man. I mean,
yeah, well, down 1-0.
Houston winning, man.
They went in there. You know why they won, man? Yao Ming can shoot free throws.
Man, he can.
He can shoot free throws. Aaron Brooks is not afraid of anything.
Hey, big man with a touch.
Aaron Brooks out there, he be playing ball like he can't speak English, and whatever Alderman tells him, like, don't do that. He can't hear me like this. I'm going to do whatever I'm going to do right now.
Dude, he look real small.
Very miniature. He looks like he came out of Meet Dave, because Meet Dave is really, there's little people inside of him, and Dave is the spaceship. He looked like he the man coming out of Yao Ming. Like the little man in Yao Ming is the spaceship.
Lil Me?
Yeah.
Yao Me?
Lil Aaron Brooks.
Lil A.B.?
Lil Aaron Brooks. So we got 8 teams left in the playoffs. Houston, I don't think they really going to pull it off.
No, they had to win one game to make it interesting.
Denver, Dallas. I think Denver's going to get them.
Yep.
And you know Chauncey Billups' number. We was talking about jerseys 7. And numbers. You know why he wears it?
Elway.
Man, ain't that motivating for the city of Denver?
Dude, that gets everybody behind you. Man,
Denver's got something special going on.
You saw Elway come out there.
Yes, yes. Was he seven in Detroit,
Chauncey,
too?
Dude, Chauncey got to be his dude. Chauncey, no.
Okay, I was about to say, like, if he took it to that level.
Was he 7 in Detroit?
I don't know, but is he like, is Elway his dude for real, for real?
Well, dude, if he's from Colorado, dude,
I know.
He's got to be the dude he's watching football. That's his favorite quarterback.
Yeah.
Got to be the dude he grew up watching.
So in the Western Finals, Denver, LA, is that interesting?
Yeah, okay. Birdman.
Birdman makes it interesting. Huh? Birdman makes it interesting, and Dante Jones makes it interesting.
They
just
got,
as far as
they got
people that just don't care.
Eagle, Colorado, make it interesting.
Oh wow,
dude, that's gonna be brought up, dude.
We're looking forward to that, man.
Because I look forward to see. Well, I want to see Kobe and Ron Artest talk smack. Again, I really want to see that this series. That's why I want to. I didn't really see that, but you ain't going to see that till game
well,
4.
Did you read the parts that was really in Ron Ron's hair? What it said in code? It says, "Kobe, you are so soft you would never grow up in NYC." Punk.
All that written?
You gotta look close into it, man.
Man, I gotta get those magnifying glasses.
You gotta get them bead watching glasses. You gotta watch the BBs in his hair.
BBs in his hair.
So that's the West, and then in the East, man, I do not want Orlando to be in the finals, man. I mean, in the Eastern Conference.
That scares me.
I'll put it to you like this. If LeBron doesn't have to face Boston and doesn't have to face LA, dude, it'll be so diminished.
He has to face those guys.
He has to.
And that means he's going to.
Yeah.
And that means he's going to lose.
He's going to face him and lose, huh?
He's not going to beat LA, dude. Unfortunately, I would love to see it happen, man. But that could be the best news you hearing me say that.
And you said he's going to have to beat him like he the only person on the team. And that's how I believe, dude, too.
It is, because Ilgauskas, no. They ain't got no answer for Lamar Odom. So LeBron got to really ball, man. There's no answer on the Cleveland team for Lamar Odom.
You know what, though? Their defense isn't made for, like, this one-on-one player, because they rebound so well, and rebound's really the greatest form of defense that's overlooked. So when they play that hectic, that helter-skelter, and then when you have such a force running down on fast breaks, it's a whole different game when it comes to with Cleveland. You don't have to match players up like you do with everybody else, because they're undermatched. So you're, everybody.
Saying he, so you're saying LeBron's that good, he creates that much of a mismatch to make it that much of an opening for others?
I think the system's that good.
What's the system?
The defense is, I don't know. They just, the system, the camaraderie, they got each other's backs, they help defense, they lead people in their weak spots.
LeBron is good.
No, he is.
He's the one, man.
LeBron's good, but if it wasn't a system in that defense, he couldn't do what they're doing.
Who's the smartest player in the league?
I don't know. I'm only focused on
LeBron.
Wow.
If he's averaging 7 points and 7 rebounds, he's the smartest player in the league. Because that means 7 points. I'm sorry, 7 assists and 7 rebounds. That means
he averaged 7 points. So he MVP. That is smart. Yeah.
No, you have to look at it, though. If you're averaging 7 assists and 7 rebounds, that means you're in the right position. That means at least three more rebounds you've knocked out for somebody to grab. Three more assists.
Oh, yeah.
He's the smart dude. He knows where everybody's supposed to be. Kobe does too, but Kobe don't care. LeBron knows where everybody's supposed to be.
Oh, does that count?
Kobe don't
care. Does that count as I don't care? I don't care.
No, because Kobe's not me. And I'm not Kobe. Kobe, I actually don't care either. Hey, but no, LeBron knows where everybody's supposed to be. He's the smartest player in the league, man. I want to see him win so bad, man. I do, man.
I really do, man. I mean, I almost, in a weird way, when the Bulls lost, had a sense of relief. Like, okay, I wouldn't know how I would have cheered for it. I would have wanted for the Bulls to win, but that wouldn't have happened. And if they would have messed around and won, then the Bulls would have got blown out in the finals. Like, it would have just been like, man, this is crazy. Like, I didn't want to see that happen. That's when I know I love LeBron so much. When I came to the realization that I want him to beat Michael Jordan's records in belts. I want him to have more rings than Michael Jordan. That's when I realized, this dude is realistically might be my favorite player of all time, because can't nobody say nothing bad about Mike to me. I'm tired of Mike. I don't even care. I'm ready for the new person. I'm ready for somebody besides Kobe to have more rings than Michael Jordan. And preferably, it would be LeBron James.
First of all, I have to get Mike off the ground, please, because Mike's laying on the ground crying right now in the fetal position. Mike, he doesn't mean that. He really doesn't mean it, Mike. All right, dude. I think maybe they'll work it out, but it looks like Mike is off a keep forever, and I can't believe I just hear you say that. He can't believe that you said this. He's like, this is Chicago homeboy, man. He's saying you want him to have somebody else have more rings than Jordan?
Yeah, I do.
I feel you, dude. I mean, I don't really feel you.
I do. May I borrow something from your catalog?
What's that?
I don't care about Michael Jordan.
I think, actually, you might love LeBron.
No, I like LeBron. I always like LeBron. There's a difference. Dude, I'm not trying to throw away all Chicago belts.
So it is a bromance. It's a bromance. You have a bromance with LeBron.
And you don't.
Yeah, deep.
Okay, yeah.
I'm just saying, I didn't want to. I didn't think you'd ask me. So I didn't think I'd have to tell you. So I have a bromance with LeBron, too. I just love somebody with his great attitude. So, man, that's all I care
about.
Why
do you think I grew a beard?
Okay. So I think it started to be single black male, not single white female.
Yeah.
I mean, I guess this is, we're going to wrap the show up right now, right? I mean, that's what we got to do. So anyway, thanks for listening to Atypical Sports
Thank
Show.
Thank you.
Please hit us up on email. Continue to do your
hit
thing.
Hit us up on email.
And
I'm aggressive.
And we're going to...
Bob don't care.
And we're going to have our fan interaction on Friday. So make sure you tune in there. Atypical Sports Show, we out.